How you doing this morning? It is so. Are you? Are you sure? Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? Are y'all awake yet? It's good to be in God's house this morning. I tell you what. I don't know if y'all noticed any difference in the sanctuary or anything, but have you noticed you're able to see each other for the first time? Have you ever noticed? It's the lights. All the lights that have been put in. It took a week to do this. I tell you, with all the guys that were up here, you know, it's a big blessing to be able to read your Bible. And that's one thing. A lot of folks had brought their Bibles, but they couldn't see the words. At least some of the older folks couldn't anyway, like me. But now you can actually read the words on the pages without going to the big letter edition. So it's a big blessing. And thanks to all the guys that did it. There was Dana, Todd Nix, Steve and Sully, and they did a great job. They worked all week long on this. So let's give them a hand for the work that they did. Appreciate that. Want to start off by looking at a passage of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 5. As you're looking at the verse up this morning, the message that the Lord gave me this morning is a message about something that we all need to be doing more of on a daily basis, but we never seem to have the time to do it when we really need to, and that's prayer. The message is on prayer this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting in 16, says, "Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ." You know, it's been said the greatest tragedy of life isn't unanswered prayer. It's actually unoffered prayer. The tragedy is that we don't actually find the time to pray to God like we need to. Prayer is one of the most powerful things we have as a tool as believers in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? It's the only tool that we have to actually communicate with God. It's the only way we can do it. And the sad thing about it is we often fail to unleash the most powerful tool that we have as a weapon against Satan in our lives. If we could just pray more on a daily basis, just think about all the things that we could get done in our lives, in our community, in our church, more than we could ever dream of. I promise you. But the problem is we simply don't remember to do it, or we don't take the time to pray like we should. We've got people in our church right now that honestly and really need prayer. And they would tell you right off the bat that it's because of the prayers of y'all that are sitting here that's made all the difference in their life. Just think of Christy, if she didn't have anybody praying for her and her leg, how long it would have took for the healing to take place. Wouldn't you agree, Christy? I mean, there's times she'd get discouraged and we'd have to lift her up in prayer that she'd have the strength to get through all the pain and the healing. That's what prayer is for. It's just one of the many things that prayer's for. I came across an acronym. I guess, I don't know. Do y'all know what an acronym is? I had to look it up. I really didn't know what it was. It's a word. It's a word we use. It spells out, you use these letters, and each one of the letters means something. Stands for a word. And the word, the acronym is ACTS. A-C-T-S. And it's an easy way of praying and having this tool when you go to pray. The first letter, A, stands for adoration. The second one is confession. The third, the T, is thanksgiving. And S stands for supplication. You know, you don't have to do these in any particular order, but usually when you start praying, it's always a good idea to start off with adoration. So what does adoration mean? Anybody have a clue? Adoration means that, my interpretation is that means we pile on to God all of our praises. On to Him. Adoration is, in my mind, the greatest form of worship to God. Like in Psalms 145:3, it says, "Great is the Lord. He is the most worthy of praise. No one can measure His greatness." This is what I'm talking about when I use the word adoration. We just tell God of all the great things that He is, who He is, and what He's done. This is part of prayer that I think we really, really, really need to nail down. We do not give God enough praise in our life. C stands for confession. And that's pretty simple. That's where we confess our sins to God. In Psalm 66:18, it says, "If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." T, in the word acts, stands for thanksgiving. And that's another big part of our prayer life, is thanking the Lord for everything He's done for us. All of His blessings that He gives us, all the promises that He gives to us in the Scripture. This is where we ask God for things like, you know, to take care of our family, to meet our needs, pray for other folks. This is usually the part of prayer that we usually don't have any trouble with, is asking things for, you know, from God. And the last one is supplication. This is where we actually do come and ask God for things, for our lives and for others. We've got this one down. We don't even have to think about praying for ourselves, because usually that is the one area that we spend most of our time, if not all of our time in our prayer life, is asking God for stuff. I know none of y'all do that, right? You never ask God for stuff like a new truck, new trailer, new horse, more food, more money, bigger house, more land. I guess it's just me. You know, but we do spend a lot of our time in this area in our prayers. And we need to be more balanced in our prayer life. I think we owe it to ourselves. I think we owe it to each other. I think we owe it to God Himself to look at our prayer life. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done." Like I said, prayer is the most powerful, tool that we have. But it's only powerful if we use it. When we talk to God, most of the time, we spend all of our time talking to God, but we very seldom ever stop and listen. You know, conversation, we say prayer is a conversation with God, but really conversation is a two-way instrument, isn't it exactly what it's supposed to be? You talk and then you listen. God wants to not only hear from us in adoration and thanksgiving and praise, but He wants also to talk back to us. But usually we spend most of our prayer life going, "Dear Lord, thank You for this food that we're about to receive. Amen." And then we start chomping our food down. A lot of times that's the prayer life that a lot of folks have. They just thank Him for their food. I know as a father, I love to hear from my daughters. And I can't stand to go very long without hearing from them. Hearing their voice, talking to them, seeing what's going on in their lives, seeing what's going on in my grandkids' lives. I love it. So I think, well, God the Father, what's the difference? He is a father. He wants to hear from us what's going on in the little things in our life. It doesn't always have to be the big stuff, but He just wants every day to talk to us. And a lot of times, yeah, it's communications. A lot of times, we will start off the day with one prayer and think that it's going to last us for everything that's going on for the rest of the day. I talked Wednesday night about this one little area, and I thought to myself, I told him, I said, you know, I said, think about everything. When you wake up and you have a plan, whether it's God's plan or not, but you start off with a plan. This is what I'm going to do. I've got a checklist of things I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get done today. How many times at the end of the day you look at that checklist and you go, I didn't do any of the things that I really wanted to do because of problems, or Joe called and needed help. He needed, oh man, we need to go catch him cows then, and knocked the fence down and got out. Things happen in a day's time that changes your schedule, don't it? So one little old prayer in the morning is not going to cut it as far as I'm concerned. It should be a continual process all day long of praying and communicating to God and listening, because, you know, He might have something that He wants you to do today. That's a unique thought, isn't it? God wanting us to do something for Him. If we're listening, that's exactly what happens. But things don't ever pan out like we think they're going to. So one little prayer at the beginning, and my thought is, it's just not good enough. Or in the evening when we go to bed, we say our night prayer. Usually that is the prayer life of most Christians today. Start off a prayer in the morning, one in the evening, and maybe if we remember to do it before we gulp our food down, depending on how hungry we are, He gets one at lunchtime, and maybe at supper. Or sometimes we pray if we're on the road and it's storming, it's really bad weather outside, and we'll say, man, Lord, help me get home. Just a quick little short prayer. And that's about it. To me, prayer should never be an event. It should not be an event. It should be something that we think to do every waking moment of our life, is communicating with God. It's not something we do as much as it is something we are as Christians. We are God's children. God wants to hear from His children. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to tell you His heart. He wants to guide you in your daily walk as one of His children. But we neglect our prayer life. I know for me, as a father, I really do love to talk to my girls, and I care about what happens to them. How much more does God do it? It's a privilege to me to be able not only to talk to my girls because of the communications we have. We have phones that we can just pick up and we can talk. I mean, you can even do video conferences, you know, in today's time. You can actually look at them. You can call them and look at them on a computer. It's crazy what you can do with technology these days. I don't know how to do it, but I understand you can do it. I've never done it, so I don't know how you do it. This thing called FaceTime, anybody ever use that? I understand that your picture jumps up on there and they can see you and you can see that. It's crazy. You know, it's a privilege to me not only to do that, but here in America, because we live in a free country, we have this freedom of religion. We have this freedom to pray. My question is do we do it? What are we doing with the freedom that not only God has given us, but the country that we live in has saying, hey, it's okay to do that in our country. Don't take for granted the freedom that we have as Christians here in America to be able to pray and worship God as we choose. Let's start the day and let it be a continual day of prayer with our Creator, a conversation with Him all day long. Because He's the one that controls everything in this world and should be controlling and talking to us everything about our lives and controlling our lives. You know, this little acronym ACTS is just a tool for us. It's not anything that, it's just a guideline for us to use to help you to balance your prayer life. But I say that here at Common Ground Cowboy Church, we do have a lot of prayer warriors, and I feel like that if we would just continually join with those who are already praying, stand up and pray for each other, stand up and pray for our nation, and stand up and pray for this community who needs God in an awful way. There are a lot of folks out there that lost and do not have anyone to pray to. They need God. So we have to tell them about it, y'all. We have to tell them about what freedom we have to share and talk to God. I guess the last statement I have is about prayer is that prayer is never a waste of time. Someone in this audience needs prayer right now. Some family member that you know needs prayer right now. Some friend that you have, that you are close to, needs prayer right now. So what's the answer? Pray for them. Take the time to pray for each other. To me, it's an exciting thing to be able to pray to God. It just kind of takes all the stress off of me. Because, you know, during the day's time, you get loaded down with problems. You get loaded down with stress, things that you shouldn't even be worrying or thinking about. I've said it many times. When you're thinking about things like that, it's called stinking thinking. It's things that Satan tried to put on you that does not belong on your, and which you have no control over, by the way. But Satan is constantly ribbing you about something, and you're thinking about it all day long. Instead of getting rid of it and giving it to the one person who can take care of it, and that's God Himself. Now that is what I call freedom, where you can get rid of the things that are bothering you in a day's time. That's why I was talking about saying one little prayer in the morning. That is awful hard to get through a day with just one little old prayer. But freedom that we have as Christians to actually talk to God and unload all of our cares, all of our worries, all of our wishes, our thoughts, and in the process, praise Him and thank Him for all that He's done and for, more importantly, who He is, God Himself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to You, Father, just thanking You for this day, this beautiful day. I just thank You, Father, for all those who have come to worship in Your house today. Father, I know that I'm guilty of not praying and talking to You and taking the time to listen to You as I should. I pray, Father, that all of us here at Common Ground and all the believers in the world, Father, that know You would start communicating with You and talking to You, God. More importantly, Lord, we'd start listening to what You have for us and seeking Your direction. We just thank You for the many blessings that You give us. We thank You for the many blessings You've given us. us here at Common Ground, Father. I just pray, Father, that you would be with the sick of our church, Father, the lost of our church, the ones that do not know Christ, the ones that are here today and don't know you. For all the ones that are in our community, Father, that are lost, they do not know you. I pray, Father, that they would be called, that you would call them into service to you, Father, that they could know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and you as their Father. We just thank you for your many blessings and thank you for this day again. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. We're glad that you're here this morning. If you're visiting with us this morning, we just want to say welcome to Common Ground. Welcome to a church that I feel like is one of the most loving churches in this area. I think it's one of the most loving churches in Texas. I've been in a lot of churches, but the love of the folks here at this church is great. And I hope you do not leave this place without someone grabbing your hand and telling you how good it was to see you this morning and good to have you in our service. And if you are here and you're first time, we've got a green sheet in the back there to fill out. You can give all your information, who you are, phone numbers, where we can contact you. If you'd like to join Common Ground, that's that's how we do it here. You fill out that application and you can join our church. If you have any prayer requests, you can write on there the prayer request you have. If you don't want anyone to know what it is, but you want someone to pray, just say that it's an unspoken request, and we will still pray for you and whatever problem or issue that you're going on in your life. But we do thank you again for being here this morning and wish that you would come back. Okay. Good to see y'all this morning. Bring all the kids down.